Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. I'm Santi, and I'm here with Ruth Ann. How are you, Ruth Ann?
Oh, I'm well. Thanks, Santi.
Good. We are here with the Transitions program, and we're talking about the celebration of connection and some magical elements that came about with your recent trip to the East Coast. And we were, I think it was kind of impromptu that we were saying, let's talk about this, because when you were talking about some of the things that happened, there were so many elements that came into place that, to me, it was, I think I said, it just seemed so magical, and things that that you weren't, I mean, obviously you wanted them to happen, but they were just also happening, it seems.
Right.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that with your trip to the East Coast. If you could kind of tell us a little bit about some of the magical elements that happened there.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about how that, I think, letting, when you really are looking for something and letting the magic happen, then I guess things can come about that either you've been looking for, but also things that maybe you didn't even expect.
Surprises, right. One of the things that is so clear to me from this trip is that when we ask for something and then it comes along, I mean, it's just like you use the word magic several times. And several days before I got the first call from Barbara in Ocean City, Maryland, my husband Jim and I had been talking about, wouldn't it be fun to go to Washington, D.C.? And I hadn't been there in 45 years, so, and been about 20 for him. So then I got this call, and somebody in her group, which is called Suddenly Single, the name of my book, had handed her my book and said, here's a book with the name of our group. Why don't you call her and see if she would come and talk to us? And Barbara said when she found out I lived in Washington State and they live on the other side of the country, she thought it was a long shot. But she's not one to let something like that slow her down. So she called and we had a wonderful connection over the phone. I just enjoyed that. I enjoyed her from the very beginning. And then we were thinking, well, how can we make this trip happen? And 2 days later, I had a friend stop by my office and she said, I have these airplane vouchers for Alaska Airlines and I can't use them because I'm going to have surgery. And she said, do you think you could use them? And I said, well, I don't know. And she said, the only catch is they have to be used by September 28th. Well, the other piece of the story is that I wanted to celebrate my birthday, my 70th birthday, with my daughter and son who was going to fly out there in New Jersey and on October 4th. So how could I turn that down? So I called Barbara and I said, we're coming to Ocean City, Maryland. I just got the airline tickets to come. And what do you want me to talk about? And so we started talking about how my book was going to be a perfect complement to the challenges that many of the members in their Suddenly Single group were facing, whether it's a transition from losing somebody to death, or whether a spouse or another family member, health changes, loss of job, loss of home. This wonderful Worcester County, I learned it's not Worcester, it's Worcester County Consortium of Women, support other women in their community. And in our case, two men came to our group too, which was wonderful presentation. And help people with connecting and supporting and life challenges. And that's the hope that I bring with my book for people, is that you may be going through a transition and it is the most painful experience of your life, and yet you will make it through. That's the truth of life, is that we do make it through these things. Some health challenges, of course, have their own way that progresses, but that even can, a health challenge can even land on a new path. It's one that's filled with learning, and even though the end result may not be what we want, the learning along the way and the peace that comes with it can be just genuinely fabulous.
And so you had this magical element that happened before you made it out there.
Right, right.
Get these plane tickets. You knew you wanted to be out into over on the East Coast anyway.
Right.
So these plane tickets kind of just dropped in your
lap. Kind of out of the blue, right.
And then you make this arrangement and you meet with these individuals that...
Right.
That, how'd they find your book? How did that?
That's a mystery. I don't know. And I asked Barbara that and she said she didn't know. She said somebody just found my book and said, hey, it's the name of our group. Why don't you check it out? And so they actually ordered 50 of my books.
Oh, that's incredible.
To sell to their members. And, I kind of thwarted that a little. I felt bad afterwards. I took 8 copies back that had the Mom's Choice Award seal on them because I thought, well, that was not something that would be on the one that they ordered for the committee members. So Barbara said later, she said, gosh, we missed 8 sales because you brought back books. But I'm thinking that they'll be able to find other uses for it. But... So I don't know how they found the book.
So that's
another piece of the puzzle that
of the magic
had to happen, right?
And so you again, you have this connection with individuals and go out to the East Coast, and it sounds like the event itself was magical.
It was also, wonderful. Yeah,
it sounded like everyone that you were coming in contact, you were seeing that connection as part of this trip.
The event itself, I'd like to spend a little bit of time on that because there were 2 parts to it. The first part was me sharing information and I talked for about 45 minutes. And then the second part was an open question and answer time. And people during that time were very brave and open in sharing their stories and asking some questions sometimes, but also illuminating a piece of the transition loss and regaining your footing and so on that happened in their life. And between what I was able to share and what all the other members shared, it was such a rich experience for me as well. And I mean, it was just stunning when we put it all together because no one of us knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that connecting and joining and sharing really did bring it together. So I celebrate them so much.
And were they sharing or asking questions about their own losses or what they've learned from a transition, or what was the question?
Usually it was very personal, or one asked a question to me, what was the hardest time? Because my talk was pretty upbeat. And so then one of the questions was, well, during the loss, because they hadn't read my book yet. Mm-hmm. They were for sale that day. And what was the hardest thing facing me? And so I shared, the hardest thing was when Terry had died, and it was about 2 weeks later, and all the people had gone home, and I had taken Brandon, my son, to the airport, and I was driving home to this empty house. And, you know, the beginning of my life and not knowing what in the world that would look like. Mm-hmm. And how frightening and sad and scared, and I climbed into bed. I just did, but I brought with me, as I did that, all the cards that people had sent me, and they were in a basket, and I read all the cards, took them out of the basket one by one and laid them on the bed, and then I read them again one by one and put them back in the basket. So even at that time, and I looking back on it,
you were helping yourself.
I was, and I was using the connection of other people. Mm-hmm. And the love from other people to be a lifeline for me. And I, you know, we do these things. If somehow we do these things, and that was underscored by what the wonderful people in the group were sharing about their experience too.
So you were able to share some very personal things. It sounds like this group was very...
They were really open
very wanting... They were at a point where they really wanted to hear...
Right,
some information from you and advice
and
sharing. And so then you had this meeting.
Right.
And then what happened after that?
Well, and after the talk, I want to come back to one thing that I shared in my talk that I don't think I've shared before. And it was some of the things that I've learned in the 10 years since Terry died, these what's important, what the gifts are. Mm-hmm. And because the members of the talk or the members of the group really seem to appreciate these five things. The first was love trumps everything. Mm-hmm. And grief is so universal and so personal, and we don't grieve if we haven't loved. Mm-hmm. And so the love needs to continue. And I told them how I look now for ways to show my love and I think that being willing to show my love and them being so willing to let me do that and show it back is what created this I will never forget the experience because of that one part of it. The second piece was that we have to learn how to laugh at ourselves. And I shared a recent story that had happened just like a couple of days before we left. And Jim, bless his heart, let me share it. And I now have this curly hair. And when I'm thinking too hard or stressed or whatever, particularly at night, I run my hands through it and all the curls come out and my hair just like stands straight up. It looks just like I've been, like it's wired. And so I had done this and I woke up in the morning.
That just gives a really funny
It's so funny. And so I'm walking into the bathroom and there's this big mirror and I look at my face or my hair and I go, oh my gosh, this is scary. And I hear this voice as Jim's escaping down the hall. He's going, I'm not scared. And we both just lost it. It was so funny. And I mean, it really is pretty, pretty wild looking. And so I shared some of these stories with them. I mean, ongoing things we do, really funny things. We are funny creatures if we let ourselves see that side. Mm-hmm. And that even in the saddest transitions, that there are funny things. We do dumb things, and we have to remember that it's okay to laugh. Mm-hmm. Because I know when I was in the worst of the pain of the grief, that I felt if I laughed at all, that was somehow disrespectful mm-hmm. of the grief.
And, or dismissing it. And
yes. Yeah. And that's not the case at all. I mean, we are human and we do really dumb things. And sometimes our hair looks like wild on fire. But when Jim said, I'm not scared, it was just like cracked up. And the third thing is that it's important to remember to have things to look forward to. And so in some ways, for months, this trip to Ocean City was on my dream list. Mm-hmm. It already had satisfied my desire to go to Washington, D.C., because we incorporated that, the desire to have my big birthday with my kids and grandkids and Jim there and my son-in-law. And the desire to have that to look forward to, but all of us need things all the time to have. So a friend of mine said recently, I do not like the phrase bucket list because it sounds like we're going to kick the bucket. Mm-hmm. She said, I like the phrase dream list. So I'm not so offended by bucket list. So I use that kind of, but I thought dream list too. But I really did ask for everybody to give themselves permission mm-hmm. to continue to have things to look forward to dream, to keep their future bright and hopeful, because that's a part of what keeps our world and our lives filled with love and energy for us that we can supply mm-hmm. for ourselves. The next one, the fourth one, is to say yes. And this really tied in with my talk because I said, if Barbara hadn't called and asked, if Barbara hadn't said yes, that she would call and ask, and if I hadn't said yes, I would go, we would have missed out on this wonderful mm-hmm. opportunity to get to know each other and new friends. I mean, I feel like I have a group of new friends in Worcester County, Maryland, and Jim and I had a great time together doing it. And the very last of the five things is to revel in the fact that each one of us is a gift in some particular way. Mm-hmm. And because we're all unique and we all do different things, one woman made this for the luncheon that day, the most amazing tomato soup I have ever eaten in my life. And she brought it a big, huge, wonderful container. So we all had this great soup. And so, I mean, everybody did something different. We all do that. We're mm-hmm. all unique. And in fact, that goes back, that goes further to when Jim and I were in Washington, D.C., we were there one day before the government shut down. And so we went to three Smithsonian museums in the same day, and one of them was the Natural History Museum. And we learned all about it was the genomic exhibit, and it was all about our DNA, the genomes and the DNA. And in fact, that was part of Barbara's husband. I'm kind of trailing, going around here. Barbara's husband is a scientist, Richard Passwater, and he talks about anti-aging and talks about the telomeres on the end of our DNA, and that's what keeps us young. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep our telomeres healthy, and they're like the little tassels on, you know, the little kids' bikes. But anyway, so I just sent in my DNA to be evaluated.
Really?
So yeah. And 23, it's 23andme.com.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. My kids say, nope, they don't want to know. They don't want to know it. They don't want to know if there's any health things or anything. But I'm really curious about all of that. I'm interested in finding out, because they showed in that exhibit how connected we are, by various traits to all other people, and yet each one of us unique and distinct. So to revel in the fact that we are all individuals and take advantage of that, make our contribution in whatever way we can. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways Barbara and Dick did that is they let us stay in their condo right there on the beach. Yeah. And took us to see the wild horses on the, I think it's Assateague. I'm not saying that right. I'm always awkward about that word, island. That's in Maryland, and Chincoteague, I think, the Misty of Chincoteague or something, is a story about the wild horses.
Nice.
About 100 years ago, were shipwrecked on that island from a Spanish galleon, and they're now preserved. They're alive. They're not preserved. But they're protected. And Barbara and Dick took us there, and we got to see these beautiful horses because somebody said, let's protect them.
So something struck me when you were talking about we're all individual and unique and to revel in that. And
right.
And that's what also makes that connection so special, because we mm-hmm. all, even though we have this uniqueness, we also have that, I think, need and want to have some level of connection rather than being individual. So it's, to me, that makes that connection even more powerful when we have this individuality, yet also this this need and want to connect.
Well, and I think it's even, I mean, it's biological too, mm-hmm. because when we were looking at the genomic exhibit, they had us look at, do you have curly hair? Does your hair come to a point in the front? Mm-hmm. Do you have, there were four things. Do your earlobes,
are they connected or
hang down? And there was one other one that I'm forgetting right now. But each time we would say yes or no, then it would show us to what percentage we were connected to genetically to all other people on the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we're unique, and yes, we're all part of one big family.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And so that may be one of the real messages that I took away from this trip too, is that here, clear across the country, somebody found my book and we made a trip happen, but the work that they do in supporting their community is very like the work that we do supporting our community. We take care of each other, and when we do that, it just makes the hard times it softens the hard times and gives us hope and gives us tools and gives us permission
and more opportunities.
Yes, right. That was one of the cool takeaways for me from this whole experience.
So. Definitely.
Yeah.
In addition to turning 70, congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I have something to share on that. It was so fun. When we were in Maryland, we went to one of my grandson was in a play and we went to school. I'm going to brag now. I hope that's okay.
Definitely.
And one of my daughter's friends came up and Tracy mentioned that, you know, I was there or no. Something, I don't know what it came up. Oh, the friend said, "Is that your big sister?" And she was looking at me. Tracy said, "No, that's my mom."
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I felt like I might be 70, but I must be holding my own.
Oh,
okay.
You are.
But it felt good because I remember when my own mom turned 70 and she didn't feel good about it. And she felt like she was old. I don't feel old yet.
No. There's nothing about you that's old.
Okay.
Really, nothing about
you. Nothing about me. Okay, well, that's good. All right. So that was one of the fun things about that piece of it. But, so the trip, though, the connection, the beautiful ways that all of us can be help and resource and lifelines for one another.
And I like that you said about saying yes and really seeing there may be something that comes from a simple yes.
Well, and a willingness to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the women at the talk was there only because her daughter asked her three times. In fact, I think she told her the last time, "Mom, you are going to go to this." The woman lived there right in the area and had just gone through a major loss several months ago and was just, I mean, in the really hard, painful, just visceral time of sad feelings. And she came because her daughter asked her to come, and she was willing to say yes. And I think at the end, she felt like it was of benefit to her. I mean, it doesn't mean that the pain will be going away. It will still be there, but maybe it will go away sooner, or she's got some little handholds,
mm-hmm.
something that she'll be able to think about later and come back to.
I was just going to say that because I think that's something that I know going through loss myself, it's that I would remember on maybe a key thing someone said.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that was a helpful piece to get through another part of the difficult time.
Because it's interesting how grief just really does have a life of its own. But if we've put some loving information in, even when we're in the grief, the hardest parts of it, when things kind of soften a little and that energy, that idea, that suggestion, that permission can come forward, we'll be able to grab onto it where we wouldn't have that to grab onto mm-hmm. if we hadn't taken that in.
Yes.
So it was cool.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing
your
trip.
You're welcome.
I got goosebumps when you were first talking about it. So
yeah,
it was
great. It was just great. And now I have a great soup recipe.
You do. Well, you have so many gifts.
I do.
You came home with a bunch of gifts.
I did a bunch. I mean, I want them all to come here mm-hmm. to see the Northwest.
I want to meet them too.
Yes, you do. I mean, I have pictures to show you. And then, one other piece. They arranged a book signing for me at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And that woman was wonderful. She bought 50 of my books to keep at Barnes & Noble and had them behind the counter and took a picture. So I'm going to help. You're going to help me, I hope.
I
put
am.
It on Facebook.
I am.
So people can see that I love Barnes & Noble.
Me too.
They were so wonderful to me. And great people came in, and this young woman she's one of us. I mean, that was another one of the great gifts
mm-hmm.
to have that Barnes & Noble connection. So, and I found out I have 5 stars on Barnes & Noble, which I didn't know that from my book.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's all cool. And thank you so much for being the gift of you.
I feel that you're such a... See, we can call it a dream basket.
Yes, we can.
Rather than a bucket list, we can call it a dream basket.
Yeah, I like that.
So. Load it up.
Yeah.
You are such a gift to me.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.